Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 15, verses 7 through 11. The Reverend Dr. Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading is recorded in John chapter 15, beginning at verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the great garden or vineyard of the world, Jesus is the true vine, planted there by God the Father, who himself is the vine dresser, the gardener. And he is actively and compassionately concerned about the growth of the vine. The vine dresser takes an unceasing interest in every phase of that vine's condition and every branch that buds forth from that main stem. Every one of the annual shoots of the vine that is fruitless, that shows no indication of becoming a bearing branch, the vine dresser takes away, cuts off the stem. And every shoot that is bearing, the gardener then cares for, cleans carefully, removing all the suckers off the branch and pruning away unnecessary buds that the sap that would then sap the vigor of that branch. The object is to have each branch yield the richest possible fruit, the richest possible results. It's the loving care that goes into caring for the vine and the branch. If you've seen a gardener, gardeners have this particular way of loving on their plants, even singing perhaps to them, but there is care and provision. Now, Jesus makes an application to his disciples. They are clean. They are free from inward stain. This is just a little prior to our text today where Jesus speaks of this, that they are in the condition of being good branches, ready to yield fruit, and that through the word and on account of the word which Jesus has spoken to them, which he has taught them during his earthly ministry, and this word of the gospel made them clean, renewed them, converted them, made them true branches of Christ. He says plainly, through the word you are clean, which I have spoken to you. It's nothing else than the entire preaching of Christ, as he was sent into the world by the Father in order to atone for our sins, for the sins of the whole world by his suffering and death, therefore reconciling us to the Father, and all who believe in him would then not be lost, but would have eternal life for the sake of what Christ has done by his death and resurrection. This word, where it is received into the heart by faith, then makes a person clean, bringing forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and faith clings to that wonderful good news. And yet how necessary, Jesus then urges that his disciples abide in him. To abide in him, that they must keep hold of him by faith and trust, continue to be abiding in or connected to the true vine. And the branches then, as they do, as they abide in him, he will then supply them with divine power and energy. He will renew them regularly. They must keep hold by faith and trust. And then he, in turn, will abide in them, will supply them with all that they need. And just as we heard earlier, just as soon as a branch is taken away from the vine, what happens? When it's cut off, it does not bear fruit. It withers and dies. How important, then, to be connected to the vine. So even so, just as a disciple severs one's connection with Christ, which is maintained by faith through the word, like a branch would wither away, that condition is fruitless. It's tragic. It's horrible. Thus, the necessity to abide in Him. In Him is strength. His strength flows into them every day and every hour as the sap goes through that vine, renewing them. As through His Spirit, He renews us through the Word and in His gifts, bringing forth fruit in abundance. But sever the connection, let hold of the faith, let it be broken, then all good works, all are things of the past. Without Christ, there is no power and life. Without Christ, the sap is not there. One's strength by the Spirit is lost. There's no possible spiritual work of any kind being not connected to the vine. Even though there might be the best of intentions, without being connected to the vine, wither away. And of course, the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh will certainly have free course. How much more the necessity that we remain connected to the vine or abide in Christ. Now, between John chapter 15, verses 4 through 10, 10 times we hear the word abide. You know, there's the rule of seven. Here's something seven times to get it. Well, there's three more to make sure we really get it, that we should abide in Christ. Abide in Christ and His Word. And so you do. And as you abide in Christ, you know His love. You know His mercy, His grace that overflows, His loving kindness that He continues to shower upon you. But sever that relationship would indeed be devastating. If anyone does not remain in Christ, the consequences would be disastrous. Wither away and eventually become unproductive fruit. Unproductive branch with no fruit. And so one who does not abide in the true vine cuts off the source of that which would produce new life, renewal, invigoration, new life in the Spirit and power. Luther writes this, "So long as the branch remains rooted in the stem or stalk and its sap and power remains in him, his fruits must be and remain good. Though they may be in some way be stung by a worm or be attacked by caterpillars or some other vermin, thus also if a man abides in Christ and receives and keeps energy and power from him by faith that Jesus works in him and with his power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, then the remaining weakness which is incited by the devil and this sinful nature will do no harm, only that he oppose such weakness with the continual battle of faith and sweep out such vermin." So abide in Christ, in His Word. And those who abide in Christ and His Word, there is that further beneficial effect, that result of that blessed communion of the Trinity. And by means of Christ's Word, His teaching, the gospel, abides in us, abides in His disciples, and the power of that same Word, by that Word, you are enabled to bear much fruit, which is acceptable to Him. The same relationship also teaches us then to pray, how as we would pray in a proper manner, as we heard in the text today, that we would pray what God wants, because indeed we know as we abide in Him and His will and His desire becomes that which we seek. We won't just pray what we will. We won't treat God just as a vending machine that we can freely put in a coin and get back what we want. No, we will continue to seek what He wants. And so that relation between the believer and Christ would prevent such misunderstanding. The prayer of the Christian will always be made in the way of love and of God's Word, and in accordance with that new life which governs thought and action. Such prayers are that natural relationship between Christ and His disciples. For such a prayer then flows out of that wonderful relationship in Christ, just as Christ and the Father have that wonderful relationship. And so the result then is one of strengthening. It strengthens the bond of love for our God and for our neighbor, and it outpours in that new life. And so a faithful response of the Christian is not resentful servitude, as if, oh, God is making me do these things. No, it becomes the joy and the delight of the Christian as we abide in him and we seek to do his will and love his neighbor. That same measure of love that the Father has towards the Son, he has then towards his own as we live in that abiding relationship with God, in union and communion with him. Therefore, one who abides in Christ is like a healthy branch, a branch that can weather whatever kind of weather might come. And just as Christ delighted in the will of his Father and carried it through to his death on the cross and rising from the grave, so the Christian naturally finds their delight in abiding in Christ, walking in his ways, and clinging to that good news of the gospel for their life and salvation. That is your joy as well, as you abide in him, as you abide in Christ, as you know him by faith. So, dear friends in Christ, abide in Christ. Abide in Christ, the true vine whose living water quenches you, your thirsting spirit who needs to be watered, who is thirsty. And abide in him who feeds you richly and abundantly in his word and gifts. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.